your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Continue our discussion right now a little bit about the Ukraine with a couple of topics that I mentioned at the end of the last segment. The first topic is going to get Jim's opinion and my opinion on how President Xi of mainland China is handling the situation with Russia. And we're going to talk a little bit about how Biden is handling the situation. I want to start out, and I want to talk a little bit with Jimmy about how President Xi is handling the situation. I think he's handling it in an absolutely perfect manner. Jim, what do you think?
I think the problem, so where I agree with you in one aspect that Xi has been quite effective at keeping a little bit of distance while continuing to support the Russian actions in Ukraine. So he's been doing that carefully. The problem that he's facing is that as Russia loses ground and territory, and potentially, you know, there's a potential that they actually fail in this operation, then he's tied to that.
Yeah.
But here's the bigger problem that he's facing. He's tied himself to this action and supported Putin. What that's doing to Western countries and Western leaders is saying, wait a second, we can't trust Putin, we can't trust China. So the long-term effect is people disengaging with China, with Chinese manufacturing, and of course beginning to push back on their rapidly growing influence throughout Africa and Asia,
yeah,
and of course in the United States and the EU through manufacturing and bond buying. So I think the problem for Xi is decoupling. If the United States and EU decouples from China based on this relationship with Russia, the Chinese are already facing some pretty severe economic issues because of their 100% lockdown, zero COVID strategy, and because of, you know, basic pushback because of these actions, their actions in support of Putin and the Russian invasion. That could be problematic for him, as we're seeing the same type of problems that Putin's facing. You know, if Putin loses this, and this is the desperation problem, if Putin loses this war, he may lose his grip on power completely. And that could be very problematic for stability in the region, certainly within Russia and its outlying states. But the cost of this thing is massive, and regardless of the money they've been making, making up for the manufacturing, the loss of tanks and equipment and artillery, yeah, and the people is really, really bad, really, yeah, significant.
Jimmy, let's talk about something else. Let's talk about the U.S. and our reaction, our reaction, but even more,
yeah,
importantly, how we're handling the situation, how the government is handling the situation now. The one thing that I would notice is that most leaders from other major countries have visited Ukraine. Neither the president nor the vice president have been over there whatsoever. Neither has Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House. None of the powerful U.S. politicians have been over to the Ukraine to show support for Zelensky. Why do you think that is? And the Ukrainian people. Why do you think that is, Jimmy?
Well, it's a high-risk situation for,
yeah,
them to go. But I think Anthony Blinken's the most senior, the Secretary of State's been the most senior representative,
yeah, right,
visit.
Right.
And we know that Lloyd Austin has spent some time in the area. The problem is for them, and this is they still have the legacy of the Afghan, with the absolute debacle from the Afghan withdrawal.
Yeah.
And if they're tied too closely to failure, then, of course, that looks pretty bad. But at the same time, the ability to actually provide any input and confidence and support, when Biden was over there in Poland, he made some boneheaded remarks recently. And I think it's going to be a tough time for them to actually, they failed, in my view, to take actions prior to this invasion that could have stopped the invasion before it ever started. With very good coordinated efforts with NATO partners and memberships, with a military committee there, they could have set in place some things that showed that they were going to take action, making sanctions declaring what they were going to do prior to the invasion rather than waiting till after. There's a number of issues they failed at. So from my perspective, it's been a dismal performance by the United States, other than just throwing money and weapons at the problem, which has actually been killing a lot of people when they could have solved it very early. And the second part of it, though, that I think people got to watch out for, if in fact the Ukrainians are successful in the next month and a half, you're going to see the Biden regime take credit for stopping this war in spite of their absolute ridiculous policies and failed objectives. And and that's going to be interesting to watch how that plays out. My guess is Putin is not going to quit that. Some people think it's over with already. But my guess is there's going to be some other actions that go on here, and it's going to be problematic for a while, at least through the end of this year.
What kind of actions, Jimmy? Be specific.
So he still has, you know, he still has a large military force. Most of his capable forces have been thrown into battle, but he can still reinforce and protect Crimea. It's really important for him to maintain the Crimea because of the Black Sea Fleet and his ability to geostrategically project power into Europe and into the Med, into the South Atlantic. That stuff is under pressure when he loses. His ability to do that is under significant pressure if he loses Sevastopol and the port and the Black Sea Fleet. So he needs to hold that from and people, the military will actually take action against him if they lose that. So I think he's going to reinforce there. He's going to do whatever it takes to do that. It's going to cost him a fortune. It's going to drag out longer, but it'll be a negotiation effort. That'll be kind of a chip that he can use to stop the conflict and maybe go back to the boundaries prior to the invasion of February.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's an interesting situation right now. I think that I think the Ukraine is going to be a very large thorn in the side of Russia. And where I really, really admire Xi is there's no way that Ukraine is going to be a thorn in the side of China. There's no question about that. You know, Jim, we're about a minute away from the second half of the program, which is preceded by the top of the hour news. I want to get back to America. Our economy is really falling on its tail right now. We are experiencing a very, very difficult stock market right now. People are losing money hand over fist right now. And as we're recording on Friday, it's a very, very bad day in the market. Inflation is absolutely running rampant. We're going to talk a little bit about that. I'm looking for solutions, Jim. I'd like to know what you think the administration could do. And let's talk about this in the next segment. I would really like to know what you think the administration could do to straighten out our economy, because if they don't do something, there is absolutely no way that they're going to remain in the executive office. And I think that would be, quite frankly, a good thing. Ladies and gentlemen, top of the hour news is next. Stick around. We'll be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.